So, if there shall be a sign given to this generation, he says it like that. And the idea, what does that imply? Well, he's been doing all kinds of things that people see, but they see it not. So he leaves them. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread, neither have they in the ship with them any more than one loaf. And he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it is because we have no bread. And when Jesus knew it, he said unto them, why reason ye, because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand? Have ye your heart yet hardened? Having eyes, see not? Having ears, hear ye not? And do ye not remember? When I break the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments took ye up? They said to him, 12. And when the 7 among 4,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up? They said, 7. And he said unto them, how is it that ye did not understand? Interesting that among 5,000, 12 baskets. And 7 among 4, 7 baskets. And the mathematical significance of that, which there could be some sort of, I mean, aside from, I know 7 and 5 and 4, you know, they all have spiritual significance, but I don't get into that stuff. Like I said, when we learn how to walk uprightly in righteousness, then we'll start talking about numbers and numerology. What's his point? Is it about how many numbers there and what those numbers stand for? I think what was most interesting to me is that he took up more fragments from fewer loaves, but more people. But the proportion more of leftovers was greater. Meaning, if we have, five and four, if you multiply, basically, I'm going to get into mathematics. Here I go. All right. 4,000, to make the terms equal, let's multiply 4 on one side of the equation by 5. That makes 20,000. Then 5 by 4, which makes it 20,000. That means you multiply the 7 by 5, you get 35. And the 12 by 4, which is what? 48. There we go. Ratio. You had 48 over 20 versus 35 over 20,000. And I can't figure out the percentage in my head because I'm not that good at math. But you have, a good percentage more. I mean, that's more than a quarter. 25% more fragments taken by in the first group. And you can look back at that and maybe you can get something out of that. Look at, he doesn't explain what he means. The leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And in other places he talks about it. It's the doctrine. But what is the doctrine of Herod? Well, think about it. What was his doctrine? I fear men, therefore I do this. And that's the way people are. There are many kinds of leaven. That's why I said it's not particularly what the Pharisees taught, though in Jesus' generation it was. But we're not in Jesus' generation, we're in our generation. And the leaven of our generation is what I'm saying and what I speak against. I want to purge out the leaven. The old doctrines, the old traditions, burn it all down. Take it all out. Dump it. Start fresh. I mean, it's some things, use wisdom. But on the other hand, how do we know where we ought to stop when it comes down to that? Well, how do we know what's by tradition and what's by the Word of God? We have to immerse ourselves. I'll tell you what, you rely on me as your teacher, you're going to fail. Because I don't know what you need. I like to think of it as someone listening to me as a friend who loves to hear God's word and loves to hear someone expound the truth of righteousness and the things of God and the sacrifice of Christ and all that that entails. That loves to hear the gospel. Tell it again to me. The wonderful words of life. Let me hear it again. That I can profit you. But if you're going to rely on me as your teacher to teach you what's true, I guarantee you, you're going to fail. You need to look to God to reveal to you what is true, because otherwise you won't even be able to hear me right. It's not because they didn't have bread. It's because of the things that were picked up along the way. And we have the example of the Pharisees here. What was one of their leaven things? They were always looking for a sign. They seek after a sign. As Paul says, the Jews seek after a sign. The Greeks look for wisdom. Herod is greedy and fears men. I'll tell you, there's another kind of leaven. It's out. Oh, it's so popular. You know, the prosperity preaching leaven. You know, like they'll go to, they love Malachi. You know, I forget the exact scripture quote because I never use it. You know, but test me now and see if I'll pour out a blessing. Give me out of the storehouse. And you've robbed me in tithes and offerings, so you should give the tithes and offerings to this ministry that teaches you how to give tithes and offerings so that we can teach other people to give tithes and offerings. And tithes and offerings are basically the most important thing about being a Christian, because by tithes and offerings, you get prosperity. And prosperity is what everyone wants, isn't it? We all want to have lots of money, and God wants to bless you. And how does he want to bless you? He wants to bless you with money, because money is what we all need. We need to be blessed in money. Now, being blessed in money is probably the most important thing in your life. So definitely give your tithes to this ministry so that you can be blessed in money. I tell you what. What about being blessed in righteousness? What about being blessed in holiness? Those are the blessings we ought to seek first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and let the other things be added to you. Don't take thought for those things. God will make a way. And I don't mean... don't go to school or don't whatever, you know, whatever he puts in your heart to do, just go with it. Don't be afraid of it, though. Don't worry about it. Worry about this first. Worry about the kingdom. In a sense of not being worried, I just mean in the sense of put your mind to it. Take thought for it. Take thought for the kingdom. Think about it. How might I enter into the kingdom of God? How might I obtain the promises of God? Every day, we need to enter in to the place where we are seeking God's kingdom so that the rest of the things we need can be added to us. I've already expounded with one example of leaven, and there are many examples. And as I teach the Bible, I go over those things, and they come out as they're false doctrines. They come out, they're heresies. Heresies concerning the resurrection. Heresies concerning the resurrection are things like where the dead are. The rapture doctrine, that's a heresy concerning the resurrection. Absolutely. And some of the other, those near-death experiences and stuff. The most popular heresies concerning the resurrection are the rapture and the doctrine that the dead have already raised.